Good afternoon. One of the last talks today is from Carl Voigt. He focuses on topics related to personal information management. And today he will tell us features of Emacs we may not have known before. So Carl, the stage is yours.
Hello, my name is Carl Voigt. I'm going to present you some Emacs features and org mode features you may not actually know, but you might want to know. The idea is stolen from Bastien's webpage, but I extended the idea so that I will cover some Emacs features as well, not only org mode. The content of this demonstration is first I'm going to talk about some standard Emacs features, then I'm following up with some standard org mode features, so those two chapters are working out of the box. And then in the last part I'm going to tell you some things about some minor customizations you may want to do. My personal webpage is on this URL. And you find all the information you need to know about this demo, the links to the conference page where I'm recording this for, all the content I'm presenting here, all the references, and of course my software hardware setup used for this video is all available on this URL here. For the sake of demonstration, I'm going to need some org mode data. Therefore, I have created this org mode file, which contains some example data, for example, some paragraphs, some list items, some projects, and of course, some appointments. You can find the source of this file at this location here, in case you're interested in playing around with this data as well. Okay, so let's start with the standard Emacs features I'm going to demo you. The first one is a rather frequently used feature. I'm using it all the time. So when I expand the data on the right-hand side and I jump to the heading which is called Projects and I apply the Recenter Top button shortcut, then you will notice that it gets moved to the center of the screen, the top or the bottom. So the first time you apply it, the cursor will be centered in your viewpoint to the top and to the bottom. Quite handy, isn't it? Another thing which is quite handy is the scroll lock mode. So either you are using it via MX scroll lock mode or you have mapped it to the scroll lock key on your keyboard. So when I apply the keyboard shortcut here, then you will notice that the cursor isn't actually moving in terms of lines, but the document is moved below the cursor. So this is quite handy for making sure that your viewpoint always stays in the middle. So again, applying the scroll lock button leaves this mode here. Next thing here is the fill paragraph command. So consider this line, which is a very long one, and I apply fill paragraph. Then you notice that it gets modified to a proper paragraph in org mode. And in my case, I can do it multiple times to toggle the character of this paragraph. This is because I'm using a modified function, which is called myFill or unfill, which you can look it up in my configuration, which is linked at the page I already mentioned. The next thing is changing cases. So if you want to start with a lowercase, in this word, you could use downcase word. If you want to uppercase the next one, you can use the uppercase word or of course the capitalized word. which is quite cool because I tend to use it all the time when reformatting, for example, the start of a sentence or something like that. So, the next feature is available via Control X and the Tab key. Consider you are working with list items. For example, you want to move those three lines to the left. So the usual thing you can do is either move them one by one to the left, or you can use this feature. When you apply it, you will notice that now you can move the marked lines to the left and to the right. And of course, this is not only working with list items. Apply it again, your modifications are actually done. So I have to admit that I found this command only recently, and the reason why I didn't use it was that I am quite frequently a user of rectangle functions. So you can do the same when you are using the rectangle functions. For example, string rectangle is inserting some characters. So now I'm inserting spaces. Of course, you can insert all kinds of characters as well. And by confirming with enter, it gets applied. The same thing I can do for removing. So I mark this area here and I use kill rectangle. And then they got the characters in between got removed. And so I can also move the marked section to the left and to the right. And of course, there are more features for this. For example, when I'm using this selection and I use kill rectangle again, I can insert the same rectangle with yank rectangle here above. So this could be quite handy as well. The next feature I want to demonstrate is called insert character. I always use the MX insert chair because I cannot remember the Control X 8 return. You can remember the keyboard shortcut because it's inserting UTF-8 characters, for example. And now you've got the prompt on the lower left-hand side where it asks you for Unicode names, which is cool because, for example, face with tap, and then you see that it shows me all the emoticons with faces. So face with, let's look for a nice emoticon with monocle. And then you can insert it here. Or let's do it again for another example. Smiling face with a halo, for example. Okay, so and using this method, you have a very easy to use method to insert special characters. And for example, it also works for arrows. Let's look for some arrows pointing rightwards, then curving downwards, for example. Okay, this is just one example of many. Sometimes you probably do not want to modify a buffer, you just want to read it. So consider the right hand side is a document you want to read in org mode or any format you like. And you do not want to modify it at all. So this case, you, for example, could start the view mode. View mode. In this mode, the buffer is set into read-only mode, and with space or shift space, you can move one page downwards or topwards. Or you can use D and U to do the same with half screens. So DD or U, and you see that you can quite easily go to a document, read it without manipulating its content at all. And with S, you can search as usual. With I search within this buffer, for example, I search for projects and apply the character, the keyboard shortcut multiple times, then you can move to the other occurrences of the word project. So for the next feature, let's exit the view mode so that I'm able to modify the buffer again. Cycle spacing. So if you type some words and you made some additional spaces here or there, then you can use meta space to remove the additional spaces. So it doesn't matter how many spaces there are. If there is more than one, it gets reduced to one space only. The next thing I want to demo you is very, very handy, for example, when you're programming a lot in source code and so forth. So consider you made some changes here, and then you made some changes there, and then you come to the conclusion that those changes are actually not as you wished it would be. So you can mark the area. It could be a region of multiple lines, for example, and then you use the undo command, and only the things you modified at last to this area gets undone with the normal undo in region command. So you mark the area, the region, and then apply the normal undo, and the last thing that was done to this region gets undone. With the next feature, the artist mode, I'm going to switch to the empty scratch buffer and to the artist mode. When you now press the middle mouse button, you see the artist menu popping up. The standard thing active is the pen, so you can draw with your mouse, like with a pen. Then you have, of course, some things like lines, where you can do some lines. Or you have a rectangle, polyline, and so forth. I'm going to do some rectangles here just for fun. And you can fill things here easily, and you can copy this here and paste it here, for example, or here. So this is quite a cool mode if you want to draw some ASCII graphics without using a graphical tool for this purpose. So this concludes the things I wanted to show you with standard Emacs features, a selection of standard Emacs features that works out of the box for you. The org mode agenda is probably one of the most versatile features of org mode. I just want to show you some tricks when you are viewing your org mode agenda. So, for example, the first one is you probably know already how to filter by category tag and regular expression, but one of the things I'm using all the time is this less than sign in order to filter to the current category. So if I want to only see items on my agenda which is of the category demo, I press the less than character. If I want to reset the filter, I'm using the pipe symbol, Here I can limit to my garage project only, and this way I'm filtering, for example, my business tasks from my non-business tasks on my daily agenda. If you are going to tomorrow or the day after tomorrow and you want to go back to today, you can use the dot here in order to jump to today, wherever you've been before. This is quite handy for using or filtering your agenda file. Entering dates and times is a very common thing here in Org Mode, for me at least. So you probably already know Ctrl C dot to enter a day. But probably you didn't know that if you apply it once again for another day, this will get translated to a duration automatically by Org Mode. Entering times is quite easy as well. So if I want to schedule a meeting, let's say for tomorrow afternoon 3 to 4 p.m., I type in +1 D for tomorrow. 3 p.m. +1, that's all I type in. And Org Mode generates this nice time stamp for me. If you are unfamiliar with modifying timestamps, for example with shift up and down for each of those numbers, you should definitely learn how to use this. It's quite handy, for example, for moving or rescheduling appointments, something like that. You can shift days, you can shift year, month, day, hour, minutes. Minutes in 5 minute steps at least. I'm using this all the time if things get moved on my agenda or in my daily life. If you're in the position of having to write notes during meetings, for example, you will love this feature. If you start this timer here with Ctrl C, Ctrl X, 0, then a new timer is started at the current time. If you are taking notes, you can use Ctrl C, Ctrl X dot to enter a relative timestamp of that meeting. So this is done 13 seconds after I started the timer. And I can add some notes here. This is also quite handy when you're taking notes for a video or while watching a video, so you can start the timer when the video is started and then add timestamps for your notes accordingly. It's also quite handy for meetings when you have a relative time. Okay, this happened, for example, 15 minutes after we began talking or something like that. You can pause the timer and you can, of course, stop the timer once again. Next one is a rather small feature for marking things. So if you want to mark the current line or paragraph or the next thing, you can do meta H in order to mark the current line or the next items. And if you are in a text, you can use the same feature to mark the current paragraph, the next one, and the next one, and so forth. You get the idea how this is working. Just to make sure that you all know this nifty feature of Org Mode, you can move things around while pressing the meta key and using the arrow keys. For example, within a table, I may move the line up and down or even switch columns. In list elements, I can move this here and I indent and move it back. With whole paragraphs, I can switch paragraphs quite easily, and of course with headings as well. So just make sure that you're using this feature when you try to move things around. For helping to navigate through your OrgMode document, you probably want to use this shortcut here to jump to the last stored capture entry. So I don't have a setup here where I can capture for demo purposes. And the next one is a really cool feature which adds non-persistent number to headings. So if you enter the org num mode, you see that all the headings get their numbers, but this isn't written to the text file. So if you save this document, there is no 2.1 going to the file. It's just for helping you to navigate through all your headings. Another very, very cool feature I'm using all the time so that I don't have to use a standard password manager is the fact that I can add here a crypt tag. And when the file gets saved, you see that when you have the proper setup with OpenPGP, the content of this file then gets replaced with an encrypted version. So the encrypted version gets written to the file on saving the buffer. And if you want to access the unencrypted version, you have to use org decrypt entry and enter your password. And then you see the clear text. If you do not want to encrypt this heading again, just remove the tag and that's it. That's very, very cool. Two other features I'm going to demonstrate you is how to focus on parts of your OrgMode files. You may probably know my blog posts so that I do have some quite large OrgMode files, and therefore searching and focus is quite important to me. So for searching, I probably use sparse trees half of the time when looking for content. So let's close this and search for projects via sparse trees. And so you see everything gets collapsed except the parts of your file that contains the term projects, which I was looking for in the first place. If you want to remove the highlighting, just press Ctrl-C, Ctrl-C. If you want to focus on a subset of your file, for example, I want to focus on demo data, ignoring all the rest of the file, then I'm using org tree to indirect buffer. Actually, I'm using a modified version from AlphaPapa. Thanks for that. You can find it in my configuration. And I use this so that I only see the demo data sub-hierarchy. And I can do search replace, I can do all kinds of operations, and I'm absolutely sure that I won't modify all the other things in the big OrgMode file, which I'm not seeing here at this moment. So this concludes the set of features I wanted to show you that works out of the box when you're using standard OrgMode. So, we've been through the parts where I wanted to show you some standard Emacs features. We've been through the part where I showed you some standard OrgMode features. Additionally to that, I'm in the mood of showing you of some minor customization features I'm using all the time and which I think are very handy for not only me myself. The first one is something that you probably have noticed. When I'm switching buffers like that, you notice that the current line gets highlighted. In my case, it's a yellowish color. This might work better with a dark theme, for example, which I was using until a couple of weeks ago, where when you switch the buffer, you see immediately where your cursor is because the whole line gets highlighted for a brief moment of time. you are going to need this snippet here in your configuration, where you can choose on which occasions, for example, recenter works as well. Okay, let's recenter this line here. Then you notice that this gets highlighted as well for a brief moment. And so forth. So it's pretty nice having this optical notion for moving around within your file. Another feature which I consider a very basic and very helpful one is Hydras. Hydras are a very versatile tool. You can use it, for example, as a cheat sheet. There comes a time in your life when you can't remember all the nifty shortcuts anymore, as it happened with me and with Org Mode as well. So what I did is I created Hydras for each major mode on the F1 key, and when I press F1 in my Org Mode, my Hydra here shows up doing all kinds of stuff. For example, and this is common for all my Hydras, the first three lines are visualizing the current setting of my, or mapping of my F keys. So the F1 Hydra is the major mode Hydra, if you will. The F2 key is showing a Hydra about window management and so forth. You can look it up in my configuration later on if you want to know what the rest is. The line above, the first line, is when I press Shift F2, for example, then I jump to the Hydra related to Git. So the rest of this thing here below is totally up to myself. So I created it according to my wishes in order to remember some things I do not use quite often. So especially, for example, let's see, how do I access synonyms of a word? So let's go to this word here, and then I can press F1 and then followed by S, and then I can go to the list of synonyms here in order to find a better word for additional in this case. So this is not a feature I'm using all the time, therefore it was important for myself to put it in the Hydra so that I know, okay, I just have to press 1 and then I can look it up, what this command, how I can access this command. And so therefore I'm using Hydras all the time in order to remember things. For example, I showed you the org timer, and I don't use this feature that often that I remember these shortcuts. And therefore I have these shortcuts here as well as the command. So I just have to press 0 in order to start a new timer, and F1 and underscore to stop it. And this helps me a lot in my daily life, because for features I do not use quite often, I don't have to remember all those things all the time. There is also a link to an article of my blog which describes my keybinding strategy for the moment and how I include Hydras in this process. I already mentioned it briefly, so when I press F2, my eyebrows or buffer management Hydra pops up. Most of those commands are related to eyebrows. Eyebrows is an extension which manages different buffer settings, so it almost works like virtual desktops on an operating system. So in this case, you can see here in this line, there are my personal spaces or configuration, how they called with eyebrows. So usually the first one always shows my agenda and my inbox. The second one is personal miscellaneous stuff. The third one is related to general business. And then there is a series of configurations that relates to tasks I'm actually doing. And now I'm in the task of creating an Emacs and org mode demo. So this is number 7. And number 8, for example, when I press 8, I switch to a different view on the same task in this case. With different keys, I can switch through those window settings quite easily. I can create new ones by using C, for example, which is a copy of the current view. I can rename it by R. This is an example. And so I created a new setup, and I can switch between the new one and the old ones either by the left-right command in my case, or typing the numbers directly. This is a very, very handy feature for myself in order to be able to work with many buffers in parallel and keep my sanity in this example, because I don't want to destroy my current buffer setting when I'm switching tasks, and I'm switching tasks all the time. Therefore, I tend to create, for each task I'm working on, I tend to create an iBrowse configuration, which I can jump back to if I want to switch my tasks. Oh, and the next feature I'm going to present you is something I came up myself, at least with the idea. It's called My Org Region to Property, and you probably already know what this is doing. So if I'm here in a paragraph and I'm creating a region and I'm invoking my command, then the current selection gets written to a property of the heading. So let's say I'm going to create an ID property, then the marked words here from the region gets written to the ID. While this doesn't make sense except for demo purposes, you can think of other applications for this feature, for example, address and city and company. So company. So I'm using this for contact management all the time. And now you can imagine when I copy something from a web page or something like that, then I just have to mark the words accordingly and then use my nifty feature in order to write this additionally to the property, in this case company. Then I have here, let's say, the address of this person. And then I just have to use ADD and tab completion, and this gets then written to the address property. So I really do think that this is a very important feature when you are using properties all the time. Okay, so that's it. That's what I wanted to show you. I showed you some nice features that work out of the box within Emacs and within the OrgMux extension. I showed you a selection of some features which I do think are worth customizing your org mode or your Emacs. And as I already mentioned, you can find all the material that I showed you on my webpage here. So you might want to visit it if you want to access my configuration and so forth, where you can look up how it's done. This video did not emphasize the how it's done. It was emphasizing the features themselves and how they are used within my digital daily life. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed the demo. Please give me some feedback. You can hand in some feedback via the conference page or via my blog page. Well, then I hope you learned something new and you can apply it to your daily life.
Thanks, Carl, for your interesting talk. And as I already saw, you have already answered all questions on the IRC. So maybe you can comment on notes in the chat.
Sure. So I'm happy to be around a little bit further in the IRC chat. And of course, if there are some questions, you are still able to post them in the IRC chat. One comment I've saw related to the drawing, the artist mode. Of course, this is a very, very simple mode. For proper diagrams, I would switch to DTAA, or how it's pronounced, I don't know what Sasha was proposing. And if you go even a level higher, you should probably check out PlantUML. PlantUML is a tool I'm using in my business life all the time, because it allows me to concentrate on what I am going to, what I do want to see. And the PlantUML is doing all the rest and the layouting, and usually the result is a very decent one. What else did we discuss in the IRC? Yeah, the Hydra strategy. Yeah, of course, there is the major mode Hydra. To be honest, I'm not sure if the major mode Hydra was around before I started with my strategy. But I'm, of course, mimicking the same use case as major mode Hydra tries to solve. So basically, major mode Hydra is a standardized way of defining a Hydra for each major mode. And well, there's a package for that purpose. And my approach is basically following the same rationale, but not with this specific package. And to be honest, I've never looked deeply into the major mode Hydra in order to find out if there are some things that would help me in my setup as well. So far, I'm quite happy with my own setup. Probably when I find some time, I'm going to take a look on the major mode Hydra to see if there are some functionalities which extend the things I could do on my own as well. Is Mermaid integratable in org mode? I'm afraid I don't know Mermaid, so I cannot comment on that one.
So thank you for answering your questions. And I think we'll wait a little bit to see if there are more questions.
Sure. Meanwhile, I would like to thank the organizers of this conference. They did a very good job for doing this conference on, for bringing it online. And I would urge every attendee to give them a round of applause by handing in email or a thank you. And of course, to add comments to all the people presenting stuff here. A question from Sven. Yes, I'm using Vim on a daily basis. So I'm using tools. I'm using Vim and Emacs for the purpose where they are best suited. And so basically, all my emails are written in Vim. All my Usenet postings are written in Vim. When I edit a configuration file, it's mostly done in Vim. That's how, where I love Vim, but for everything that is extending the simple editing work in a text file, I'm using the Emacs, because Emacs is so much more than just an editor, and I'm not sure if Vim is in the position of going that far anytime in the future. But you should learn both, in my opinion, because they both are very good for different kind of things. And if somebody's interested, I'm using Vim with the Vim bindings, and I'm using Emacs with the standard Emacs bindings. And so far, there is no knot in my brain. So I can easily switch between those two without having any muscle memory issues so far.
So thanks for answering your questions and for your talk. And maybe you can meet other people on Jitsi, which link sure. I just posted in the chat. And thank you for your talk. Have a nice day.
Thank you.